Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, though, in DC sports, an all-time moment. Look, surpassing Wayne Gretzky and breaking the all-time goals record is the lead. That's going to be the number one moment in the career of Alexander Ovechkin and maybe non-championship division in Caps history. But when you form a club at a big round number, like 900, and you're the only guy in the club, everybody else gets stopped at the velvet rope but you. Pretty amazing evening. They stopped the game. His teammates pour out over the boards to celebrate with Ovechkin. They played a nice video montage. Both teams giving him stick taps. One more celebratory night for the Great Eight.
And a puck behind the net. Bennington looking to play it, and he gave it away to Ovechkin. The puck centered up here for Chychrun to drive, and a puck that is in. He score! And it's 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin! The 900 Club has its first member! The odometer turns over, and the bench empties, and Alex Ovechkin has done it! The first player in National Hockey League history to 900 goals!
John Walton has heard right here on 106.7 The Fan last night. Was lucky enough to have been in the barn. I was actually sitting not far, Danny, from where Slapshot is perched behind the 899 banners that he's ready to flip over. And he's had to just stand there for most of...
Just standing at attention, waiting, yeah.
The last few games, just waiting to flip the placard over to say 900, and he got to do just that. Really, really cool scene. I don't know if we'll ever see anybody score 900 goals again. I know Alexander Ovechkin has. We've been lucky enough to see every one of those goals, and this one was pretty patented. How many of them do you think were no-lookers? Where he just went backhand. He knew the goaltender was out of the net, so he was just trying to get it toward the cage. I saw after the game, Carbs in his post-game address to the team was talking, and then Ted Leonsis asked him, have you ever scored one no-look like that? And he said, only in practice against Logan Thompson. But I don't know that in a game we've had one quite like that. It's hard to do a new one for 900.
Seriously, how do you reinvent it? I mean, he's done it from his back where he couldn't see anything except the lights of the arena. He's done it in all sorts of different ways. The garbage goals, the snipes off the face-off, the one-timers, the stick handling, everything in between. That was pretty unique. At no time until the puck went in did I think, oh, that's a shot for a goal. I'm just going... He's going to start the play over. It's almost like a reset, right? Well, I know he's got some open goal, but he's just not in a position to, oh my God, he scored. Like, just, that's him, dude. Just there are people who are put on this earth to do a thing. That's what he's put on this earth to do, is to put that puck over that line into that cage.
It also just feels like so many of these moments for him come on nights where they just need something.
Mm-hmm.
They need energy, they need a boost, and they score 6 goals last night. Tom Wilson had a pair. He's the team leader right now with 8 goals on the season. He's been great. Anthony Beauvillier had a fantastic game. He scored 2 goals. And John Carlson had a pretty goal as well. So the Caps get exactly what they needed, just what the doctor and the Carberry ordered, and Ovi gets to 900. We'll talk to Joe Beninati about this coming up at 3. Pretty amazing scene at Capital One Arena last night.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You can watch us on Monumental Sportsnet or the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can listen to us like you are right now.
Yeah.
Right here on 106.7 The Fan. Or you can watch us on TV on Monumental Sports Network. We are broadcasting live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, out here for Commanders practice as they get ready for Week 10 against the Detroit Lions. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, man. I think I need to turn this up a little bit. But I am doing well. Got up this morning. Got me a little workout in.
What'd you do?
I just did 55 minutes.
You still doing this crazy?
Today was a rest day, so I just tell you, get you a little easy bike ride or walk. So I did 55 minutes on the Peloton. And I think that ended up being right around
55 minutes on the Peloton is not necessarily.
It was low impact, though, Jay. I did about 16, 17 miles.
Okay. Well, good for you. I did not. I woke up with the kids, took them to school. Last night, I went out to Clyde's and Chevy Chase, the one in Friendship Heights. It was my man, Gio Delphi. You've met Gio.
Though. Yeah.
So Gio's heading back to Florida. We did a little goodbye party for him. It was fun, man. And you know who I ran into there was Chris Wright, former Hoyas basketball star. Chris going to join us tomorrow to preview. I mean, this Maryland-Georgetown game tomorrow is going to be pretty big. It should be fun, man. It's just good kind of DMV hoops. But what I am – I mean, certainly the biggest story in the D.C. sports last night, Alex Ovechkin, man.
Yep.
Got 900. I love how afterwards he called it a muffin. Did you see his interview with Smokin' Al?
No, I didn't go all the way to the end. I watched most of it, but didn't get there.
He called it – he's like, yeah, it was a muffin, but it counts, which I just thought was really funny. I'd never heard that term. I'm guessing that's a hockey term for kind of an easy one.
Hey, it's a goal, Ovi. And he scored a lot of them. Listen to me. They don't all come easy. Some of them are difficult. They're not going to all be when you're on your back going away from the goal and you flip it over into the net.
Right.
You know, you got to right. Got to be some easy ones in there every once in a while. But, you know.
Take the muffins. The thing
that really got me was that the damn goalie tried to steal the puck. Did he not think nobody going to see him putting it in the back of his pants?
That's crazy. I love that the ref immediately stepped in.
I'm like,
in.
Dude, what are you doing? You can't just try to. Then you go, oh, I'm gonna sneak on out of here with this.
It was
not many people are looking and really
right.
want that puck.
Right. It was kind of a ridiculous shot from Ovi. It was like a backwards backhand. You know what I
mean?
I think that was an attempt to just throw it on net and let somebody else knock it in off a rebound or whatever.
But it went in.
Sometimes they go
when,
in.
When you are the most prolific goal scorer in the history of the NHL, when you throw it at net, it normally goes in a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's the right move.
You think the one that he was sliding on his back and flipped it, he actually knew exactly where it was going? He was throwing it at net.
Right.
And it went in.
That's a good point.
You know, it's like, hey, when you are that good, some people just get lucky.
Right. It's better lucky than good, man.
Yeah.
So, Ovi gets to 900, and perhaps more importantly, I imagine, maybe Alex said this in the Smokin' Al interview, I think he cares far greater that the Caps got a win. Reports of the Caps' demise may have been a little bit exaggerated, as Huey pointed out to us yesterday. Huey's helping us get this Monumental thing off the floor here, and is hanging out with us in the BigBear.ai Performance Center here in Ashburn. But you know, Huey's Twitter handle is @CapsBigBossMan. This is a dude that knows his hockey. And what he said yesterday, yeah, they're tied for last place in the Metro, but if they get a win, they can jump up almost into second place.
And then they win. How many points? How many goals they put up? They should have saved some of them for later.
They scored a touchdown but missed the extra point. Caps win 6-1 last night, and now, with the win, are in fourth place in the Metro.
All right.
It's very early in the season for hockey. They've only played 13 games. I don't think we should be counting the Caps out quite yet, even though they had lost four in a row and a couple of those results looked pretty ugly. Yep. But shout out to the Caps. Good win.
Long
last
season,
night.
Jay. Long
Big
season.
Time. Big time. Caps have a back-to-back. They played a night in Pittsburgh. Remember when the Caps-Penguins series used to be like the – I mean, dude, it was a huge deal for a while there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And obviously you've got aging stars in Crosby and Ovi, and kind of the rest of the NHL has moved forward. What?
Did you see the little thing they showed last night? Ovi and the dude from the Penguins.
Crosby.
And how they show they're maging. Crosby using some dye or something in his hair.
You think?
His hair didn't change colors at all.
He's got that Coach K.
But they show Ovi, and you can see how Ovi has let it go. He goes with it. Crosby seemed like he just everything stayed exactly the same. As they show the year, like the pictures from year to year to year.
Yeah. What do you think about men who dye their hair?
Man, just let it go, bro.
So, I have always been steadfast in the let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a, can you see, I got a little bit of grays here now.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to dye it?
No, no, I'm comfortable with it. But I do wonder if, like, 10 years from now, if I'm going fully gray. You know what I mean? Like,
why I care? I mean, you've been telling people you old since you were 38. So why the hell are you going to care about it then when you're going to really be old?
I don't know.
I mean, you listen to him. He, on a regular basis, tells people, I'm old, man. I'm very old. I'm getting old.
I am old.
Then when you get old, you're going to now try to be young?
I don't think I will. My thing is, I think people should do what they want to be happy in general. That's my philosophy on life. Mm-hmm. You do you. As long as it doesn't impact me, we're cool.
Yeah.
Right? But you see some men, older men, and I always think of Coach K.
Mm-hmm.
Coach K was 75 when he retired or whatever. I don't know how old he was. Jet black hair.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying it, bro.
His wife was dying hers, too. They both had jet black hair.
I think for women, it's a little bit different. I don't know.
Hey, man, listen. There are a lot of women that don't mind that salt and pepper. And many men think salt and pepper sexy as hell.
In a lady?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
When that look, man, look, bro, from Camille Cosby on down. I've always liked that look.
Who's Camille Cosby?
That was Bill Cosby's wife.
I'm Googling her as we speak.
She had the salt and pepper.
She had less hair than Bill there at the end. Was she sick or did she just kind of
let
it go?
Nah, she always had a lower haircut.
All right. Shout out to Camille Cosby. Learn something new every day. If you had asked me who Bill Cosby's wife was, I would have said Claire Huxtable. Like, I wouldn't have.
Hey, if I say on TV, you'd have been right.
Is Camille Cosby still alive?
I think she is.
That had to be a rough way for that marriage to end.
I don't think it ended.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's White Bride, see if you can tell me if she's still alive. Because I cannot imagine they stayed married with everything that came out of it.
Yeah, hey, bro, listen to me, dude. Old marriages is not like these new age marriages. New age marriages end if somebody sneezes too loud.
Sure, but what happened there is
more than some people believe everything. Some people believe everything was a different thing.
White Bride,
you never know.
You got a ruling if Camille Cosby's still alive?
It looks like she is. She's 81 years old.
Are they still married?
That I don't know.
All right. Well, we're working on
it
that.
It says they're still married.
On. Wow. All
right. Bro. Hey, man. Bill and Hillary are still married.
That's true.
I mean, let's be real. I mean,
Bill and Hillary are still married.
The quick thing for new age people is just to separate. Old school, they always fought through it.
That's wild.
It's life.
That is life. Hell of a couple detours to start the program this morning. congrats to Alex Ovechkin scoring 900.
Yeah, you go down the street the wrong way, you get divorced these days.
You know what I was happy for Ovi and Caps fans last night? So many of his major records happened on the road. Like when he broke Gretzky's record, we were in New York for that, right?
Yeah.
I was happy that he got it at home. And I imagine that arena went freaking crazy.
Yeah, and I was happy that Joe B got to call it.
Me too.
You know, because normally some of the things happen when it's the national call. Right. It's still great, but hearing Joe B and Locker go through it, it's much better.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
for sure. Who is the leading Like, who has the most active goals after Ovi in the NHL? Like, so he's now at 900. Is there anybody that could touch this thing? So Crosby is next at 634. And
he's not playing that much
longer. Crosby's not playing long enough to do that. Stamkos has 584. I mean, he's...
How old is he?
He started... So Ovi started in 05. Stamkos started in 08. I can't imagine he's close. You need, like, a young guy with a ton... Like, what is McDavid at?
I think when you look at something
McDavid's
like that, though...
McDavid's at 365.
You also have to look at health.
Sure.
You know, how many games are they going to miss a year? Because you get injured in hockey, dude. Hockey and football, two sports where you got to... To get those records, you got to be relatively healthy.
All right, I got a name to watch because this dude fills it up. I think he's on the Leafs. Auston Matthews, he is a serious goal scorer. He is only – how old are you, dude? He is only 28. And, you know, these hockey dudes play till they're 40.
Not all of them.
But some of them. He is already at 409 goals, and he's only 28.
Okay.
This dude has 260 goal seasons.
So that's
23. He scored 69 goals.
He's 500 and something goals away. Well, 490 something or whatever.
Call it 500 because by the time Ovi's done, he's going to end up 9, 10.
That's a lot of goals and a lot of years to say you got to be healthy,
bro. I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying like who is someone that could get it. And Matthews, Draisaitl. I'm surprised Draisaitl has more goals than McDavid. I guess McDavid's more of a facilitator. I think those are the two names to watch. But that dude Matthews fills it up, man. What is he at so far in the season? So through 14 games, he has 8 already.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to finish. Now, you're right. Health is always a concern.
And as you get older... Health is really a concern.
Well, and last year his
you should know that because you're already getting gray.
I'm old as hell. What would your hair be gray if you let it grow?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
No,
Maybe you'd look like Camille Cosby.
I'm not letting my hair grow. Well, I don't want to look like Camille Cosby. That's something I like. Why would I want to look like something I like?
As we turn our attention to the Commanders, obviously. There is a lot to try to figure out. This team yesterday in the locker room afterwards was steadfast in they still believe they've got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how else can you operate, right?
I mean, but that's the way athletes think. Athletes are not the average person who, soon as something goes slightly wrong, they just quit. That's society. Athletes seem to think out of this world, in a sense, and that's why they accomplish things that they accomplish most times.
Obviously, we're going to dive deep into this Commanders-Lions game. But there's sad news out of Dallas, man. This a dude that, I mean, made a big play last week, 2 weeks ago?
No, just last week.
Yeah, Marshawn Nealon is... Cowboys D lineman passed away, and I mean, this is a young man, prime of his career, right? I think he's 24 years old.
Yeah,
and they said it was tragic, right? That's the only
thing. They tragically passed away, and like, I just have issues with a lot of headline people. Tragically passed away. Now you got people speculating. Say why? Say how? If you're going to put tragically, you may as well just spell it out. Because now, I guarantee you can just get people to guess and you come up with 100 damn different ways they think. If he passed away, it's tragically, naturally, to be honest with you. So if somebody that 24 years old passes away, we think of it, oh, it's tragic. But when you put tragically, you make people start trying to guess and speculate.
If I hear a 24-year-old tragically passed away, I'm thinking car accident or something.
Car accident, you could think suicide, you could think murder, you could think anything. It possibly happened. But if you're going to put it out.
Last year.
Yeah. Western Michigan. And the guy was a good player. So,
Certainly condolences to everybody involved there. I mean, that's just – the last thing you ever want to see, hear, anything.
Yeah.
You know, I
thoughts and prayers go out to the Cowboys as well.
Sure.
Because those dudes in that locker room that are practicing with him, and we're practicing with him every day, that's not – you're going to have to move on, but it's not always very easy for everybody. Who could have been his best friend? You know what I mean? Those type of things. You got to be concerned about those guys as well.
Dallas is on a bye this week, so those players are not in that locker room. It might be, honestly, a little easier to not have to roll into the locker room and see the locker and deal with all that.
You got
to
come back and see it.
Well, I imagine by the time they're back next week,
if you come
you
back,
clean that out,
you
right?
come back and you see that locker gone. That even
sure.
that still
yeah,
makes
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You still you understand he's not there, so you can't run from it. You have to deal with it eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to have a conversation, and Brian Schottenheimer will have to address the team. Just really sad stuff. I don't when you hear of things like that, a lot of people get super caught up in the how. I'm not one of those, but you know, I'm sure people will be digging into exactly what happened, and you hope he's okay.
Well, what you, when you put a word tragically, yeah, you're going to make people start looking for it naturally. I mean, that happens when you have those headlines like that. You know, certain headlines make people look for more, and that's damn sure one that will make people look for more.
As we're going to hope everything's okay in Dallas and just wish the best for that situation. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of breaking news unfolding right now that Cowboys D end, only 24 years old, Marshawn Nealon, has passed away. The NFL has, you know, the NFL, the Cowboys, his agent, everybody has kind of put a statement out. So
mm-hmm.
This is obviously an event that occurred, and everybody's kind of waiting to see what happens next. You know, for us, we just hope everybody's okay.
Yeah.
And try to move forward as best you can. That's obviously just a debilitating thing, and just really, really sad for somebody that young with such a bright future. I mean, the guy, what, he just block a punt in that,
I know he fell on the punt. I don't know if he was the one that actually blocked it.
Just crazy.
But I know he fell on it.
It's just terrible, sad stuff there. I want to get into, when we return, this Commanders-Lions game, and kind of, I'm not sure Vegas has a read on this thing, and I always find that interesting because this line has had a ton of movement. We're just getting warmed up from BigBear.ai Performance Center in Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Will Dawkins, the general manager of the Washington Wizards, is going to join us coming up at 7:45. But joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. It's the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
How are we feeling?
Not bad. How are you guys today?
We're doing okay. You know what? When you guys are in the midst of a losing streak, off, you know, when we're off the air, Chase is like, oh, man, coach is not going to be too happy today. But you sound all right. What's it like when you're in the midst of this slump?
I honestly don't think it's not too bad from a morale standpoint. I think we've tried to keep it really game by game and focused on where we need to get better and just getting to work and putting our heads down. So I find when you go through these as a team and these spurts, is the more you focus on the results, the worse the environment gets, the worse the cloud gets over the group. It's more about just focus on how you're going to have a good shift and what areas of our game do we need to clean up and what areas do we need to continue to do a good job on. And I think the other thing too that's sort of showed is we're playing pretty good. Like, all of our underlying numbers other than special teams, 5-on-5, our numbers are pretty solid. So I mean, you can't, you just have to be careful. I know 2 points in winning games is the name of the game, but also we're doing a lot of good things, so we're trying to focus on that.
I mean, yeah, you can't just be distraught if you played well and lose. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, trust the process.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Coach Carbs, 12 games in, and I can see why you wouldn't want to get too high or too low. Already within 12 games, you have a 4-game win streak that was right at the beginning of the season, and you have a 4-game losing streak. So, yeah, I mean, it's a long season. You're going to have your ebbs and flows. And like you said, it's all about the next shift. You know, how was our process right? The result might not be what we want, but is the process that we're using for each of these games, each of our shifts, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, like, because over 82 games, if your game is really good, meaning you're doing the right things with and without the puck, you're controlling play, you're eventually going to win games. And the results will follow. Like, we've been a little bit unfortunate. We haven't finished right now. Our finishing rate is as bad as any team in the NHL based on the chances that we're generating 5-on-5. But if you do that over 82 games, usually that'll even out. And now all of a sudden we'll go on a hot run and pucks will be falling for us, similar to what happened last year.
Now, Coach, one of those players that really helps you on 5v5 is Pierre-Luc Dubois. And I know that he's going to be out for... It's going to be an extended period. It doesn't look like the entire season at this point. Talk about how important he is to your 5v5. I know you're trying to put Connor McMichael in his spot as you're kind of adjusting on the fly by losing such a critical player.
Yeah, I don't think people may not know, just because you got to really watch the games and understand how we utilize him and understand his strengths as a player. He's a point producer, but not at a crazy clip. But what he does and why he's so important and why I've said multiple times, he's arguably our most valuable player last year with a group of other guys, is he is a first-line center that plays the matchups against other teams' best players, superstars, and can handle those minutes and can actually win those minutes against the best players on the planet. And so that's hard to replace. Now, Mikey gets a good opportunity to go in there and try to play those minutes. Like, I'll give you an example against Robert Thomas, Sidney Crosby tomorrow night, Braden Point, Nikita Kucherov in Tampa, Carolina, Aho, Jarvis, Svechnikov, Ehlers. Like, so those minutes, that was what Dubois has thrived in over the last year with our team. And so, yeah, we're going to need some guys to step up. We're going to need it not just to be Connor McMichael. We need the other 22 guys to help out as well and make sure that everybody, including the coaching staff, is doing a little bit more.
Coach Carbs, tell us how different the reality is from the perception before you guys acquired Pierre-Luc Dubois. Because I remember there was a lot of hand-wringing about his salary, about the fact that he moved around a bunch to a lot of different teams before he came to the Washington Capitals. And, I mean, you speak about him glowingly. Like, you've called him one of your most important, if not your most important overall player on the team. Talk about that chatter before he was acquired and how important he has been to you since he's been wearing the Caps sweater.
Yeah, I'll try to sum it up as briefly as I can. Doobie was a highly touted draft pick. I believe he was third overall, coming out of junior to Columbus. So there was a lot of hype, and his draft year, there was a lot of really talented players. And I think just to sum up his first, you know, let's call it 6 years in the league, had some bumps along the way, got traded again, and then traded again to us. So anytime a young player, like, he's always shown the potential, and then he had a dip a little bit, and then it was, you know, production-wise wasn't really there. And so anytime a highly touted young player gets moved, there's some red flags of, hey, what's going on? Is it character? Is it he's just not as good as people thought he was going to be? So, you know, and a lot of people don't know the answers. You just speculate, because anytime you see a young third overall or whatever he was moved around, you're like, that's interesting. There's got to be some smoke there or fire where smoke is. So basically we made the move knowing that, you know, there's a lot of potential here. We did our homework and felt like he would be a good fit. We were in desperate need of sort of that top centerman that could play those tough minutes, that had good size, that, you know, those guys are so hard to find and acquire unless you're drafting in the top five of the NHL entry draft, which we had no interest in bottoming out and trying to rebuild. And so when we acquired him, he's been fantastic. He's been, you know, everything that we had hoped, and he's fit in really well, and the character and his work ethic have been great, and we've had no issues. So I don't even like to speak to the previous stops and where he was and try to say what went wrong or what didn't go well. I've just been focused on him being here, and he's been excellent.
On the defensive side, as we're talking to Coach Carberry, how close are we to seeing Rasmus Sandin?
I would expect to see him tonight, tomorrow. We'll see how today goes, morning skate, and how he comes in, but I would expect to see him in the next two games, barring something unforeseen.
Now, Coach, you get St. Louis tonight, and just kind of looking at the stands, I know it's, you know, NHL, anybody can beat anybody, but they're struggling as well. They had a pretty long losing streak as well. I think they lost six or seven maybe to start the year, or seven or eight, something like that.
You know what's crazy?
Yep.
So you dive into them, and it's funny. Early in the season, some different trends can come up. So they lost, I think, seven in a row, where if you watch the games and watch their film, they were really good controlling play, outchanced teams in majority. I think five of those seven games, they outchanced their opposition and lose the game. So they've actually been playing really well. All their analytics are good. They've been playing well. They just beat Edmonton to get out of that funk. And I think, you know, so you have to be careful sometimes if you judge a book by its cover. And by a cover, I mean record at this point in the year, because there are some teams that, you know, with such a small sample size, only 12 games or 13 games or whatever teams have played, sometimes you look at it and go, oh, this team is, you know, lost seven in a row. They're not very good. Where mm-hmm. if you're watching the games or looking at that, you're like, ooh, never mind. This team can play.
Right. Mm. After a four-game – I don't think you had a four-game losing streak last year. I could be wrong, but I don't think you did. But after a four-game losing streak, would you? Is it good to have 3 days off before the next one, or would you rather kind of get back out there?
I think this came at an okay time because we went on the trip to Dallas, came back, played the back-to-back in the Islanders, Buffalo, and now we're about to go on a long 9-day road trip starting basically tonight because we leave right after the game, go to Pitt, go to Tampa, Carolina, Florida.
Wow.
So I think this just kind of gets us refueled,
right,
a little bit of a reboot to go on a really busy stretch here for the rest of November.
So, Coach Cards, we know you're not happy with the production of the power play, but do you take solace in looking back at last year at the same time through 12 games? Last year, you were at 9.3% of power play opportunities. This year, at 15%. And you know you can turn it around. Last year, you got the power play in the regular season up to 14th overall by the end of the season. So, do you just know that it's going to come around, the goals are going to come, it's just they haven't come quite yet? Is that your approach?
No. It's not because
you can't wait for it, right?
It doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing if it looks good and you're not scoring and it's okay, you're getting in the zone, you're getting set up. Ovi's ripping one tees, they're not going in. Okay, he's missing the net or whatever. Right now, it doesn't look good at all, and so that's problematic early in the season because you're going to have off nights on the power play on special teams, but you don't want it to look not great for 3, 4, 5 games. And as I talk about our 5-on-5 game and how good it's been, or, you know, it's been fairly solid, our special teams has not been good at all. Like, if you look at the expected goals models, both of our special teams, power play and penalty kill, are 31st in the NHL. Out of 32 teams. So that has to get better. We have to improve our process there and do a better job because, as you guys know, special teams plays a huge role in determining games. And you could argue that, you know, if our special teams were average in the first 12 games, just average, just give us 16 out of 32, we probably have one or two more wins. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, 8-4 or whatever it would be. So we've got to, it's been enough time. We got to get our special teams rolling and back on track because, you know, it's important in this league, and our power play and penalty kill should be a lot better.
How do you handle that on the bench and say, okay, been a point of emphasis, right, for a few weeks now. We got to get the special teams play. And you go out there and your first power play opportunity and you guys kind of butcher it again. Like, I think my impression is from watching you is you're steaming. DQ, that's my impression. DQ, I'm sure he is too with the Commanders, but they keep getting off to awful starts, and he's going the opposite route. He's trying to stay positive on the sideline. Yeah. You know, I can see it. Whereas you, I just see pissed.
Yeah. No, you definitely have to be careful with that. It's a great point because if you just constantly are on top of your group, even though, say, you've had a meeting about your starts, like DQ, I'm sure they've had meetings about them and gone like, hey, we got to start better. Here's what we're going to do. We've had meetings about special teams. Hey, our power play penalty kill need to be better. So the guys recognize, they're like, okay, it's going to be better. You go out there, you start, whether it's the Commanders or us, and your first power play is terrible. If I just come down on them and I'm yelling and screaming and negative, well, to me, a lot of times, sometimes that's needed, but more times than not, now it's just going to make the next one even that more anxious.
Right.
And that much more like, oh my God, if we... And that's not a way to have success in play. Like, when guys are gripping it and anxious and tight, it is hard to have success and you know, be at your best where you're free flowing, making reads, confident, feel really good. Like, that is not a good spot to be in. So you do have to be careful as a coach when you set that tone of really making guys tight in those situations where they're trying to do the right thing. That's I can't go that way.
I see it though. I can tell you're pissed.
You're a body language expert, EB.
I'm elite. There's a lot of times internally where I'm ready to, like,
explode.
Screaming inside. But you just have to be intelligent in those moments about the messages and your demeanor that you give off to your group, thinking about the bigger picture.
He just chomps on his gum harder.
That's his move.
That's why he's got a great jawline.
Yeah.
He chops on that gum.
Do that more
and
gum.
He works out a lot. He's dreamy.
Yeah.
I have some mental exercises that I do in my head to just say, woosah, woosah.
Right.
Coach, always fun talking to you. Best of luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
You too, man. You too, buddy.
Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up next, we'll hit the skins, tell you why the Commanders didn't make any moves. A player's coming back. We'll fill you in on the latest next here on the Junkies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chytrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The Great Eight is the one and only at 900.
And the great Joe B was on the call. He joins us in moments on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Your pals. It's great, Nitty. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Last night, the Capitals got goal number 900 from Alex Ovechkin. If you want to chop it up about that tomorrow, you want to talk about the Commanders tomorrow, we're going to be out and about with listeners at the Char Bar in Reston. So come on by and hang out with us. We're broadcasting live from the JW Marriott's Char Bar from 2 to 6:30. Our buddy Joe Beninati is on the Rude Guest Hotline. You just heard his call of history last night. Joe B, I know that you're a wordsmith, and you're great with words, but we've had a hard time finding them after all these goals. Now 900, we may never see it again.
You've been treated to an awful lot of history in the last 21 seasons from one player in particular, and I never really take any of it for granted. I try not to, at least. I've seen this guy do some amazing things in his playing career. I've seen him do incredible things in the community and off the ice. Just the more time you spend leafing through the history books, the record books, you keep seeing the names that he's overtaken and now standing atop everyone in the history, no greater goal scorer on the planet ever. And you just sit there as a hockey fan, and inside all of us, at least for me, I am genuinely a hockey fan. I remember all of these greats that he's passed, and I would think that those numbers, those achievements would be unattainable, and he's done it in spades, and he keeps doing it. So it's not a dream. I keep realizing that, yeah, not only has he passed so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, he's number one, and you've been lucky enough to run your mouth on all of it. I am one really blessed cat.
Joe, let me try to quantify something this way. This may be a bit convoluted, but that is my want, absolutely. I think of the NFL in kind of two different ways. Modern era of the NFL with free agency, sort of that post-Joe Gibbs era, 92 with player movement and everything else, and just the way the game changed after that with all the passing yards and different records of different things, or just obliterating what happened in the 70s and 80s and just the different sport. Similar phenomenon here to me in the NHL. Nobody else in the top 15 in goals scored played after 2006, except for Ovechkin. So Crosby's the second, you know, the second leading active goal scorer with 634, only 270 or so behind grade eight Steven Stamkos, you know, about 300 some behind him. So my point is, the era that he's in has not produced anybody else that scored at near the pace. Everyone else up at the top of the list played in a different era and a different time. That's that much more magnificent to me. Now I tag you.
Absolutely. It helps magnify what he's done when you sit there and think about these are the more difficult days to score goals. The goalies of this generation, of this era, are so much greater. I hesitate saying that because I have enormous respect for NHL goalies. I don't care when you played. But nowadays, today's goalies are so much more imposing in the cage, better trained, better athletes, bigger, stronger, faster, and yet Ovechkin racks up the numbers that he's racked up. It's extraordinary. It's the most difficult time, you would think, to score goals, and yet here's your record breaker. Here's the guy who's the ultimate number one doing it against the most difficult competition. It only multiplies. It magnifies what he's done.
Joe Beninati on the call last night of number 900. The Caps are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins tonight. We'll preview that game with their arch rivals in just a few. He has not yet said this is going to be his final season. Why do you think that is?
Great question. Can't tell you. I think time will tell. Alex will tell ultimately and eventually. I don't know that Alex ever really wanted or would have wanted a prolonged year-long farewell tour. If you operate under the premise that this is the end, I don't think he wanted to tell everybody in advance so that he would be serenaded in every city that he was going to, that this is the last go around for the grade eight in your city. Come out and shower me with affection. I don't think he wanted that. Now, he may play another 3 years. I really, truly don't know. There are quiet times, private times. There are times when I'll see him in the plane or see him in the airport or see him in the hotels, and he'll shake his head and he'll go, I love doing this, but I'm getting old. And I sit there and look at him. No, you're not. You're not getting old. You're not slowing down. We chuckle about it, but real life, father time, all those good things. Yeah, sure, it's catching up to him. Do I think he wants to leave the game? No. Do I think he still has the energy of a five-year-old when he shows up at the rink tonight at PPG Paints? Yes. He still loves the game to no end, and it energizes him. And all the times when maybe his body sits there and says, geez, Alex, it's time, he just shows up at the rink and he's rejuvenated. He's energized. He takes that amount of enthusiasm and love for the sport and brings it to the rink each and every day. When that doesn't happen, then he'll know. And maybe internally he does know, but he's not let on. And that's the underlying thought in your question is, when is he going to let you know? Is he going to let you know when he's 45, or is he going to let you know in March or April of this season? We don't know. And that's why people will sit there and go, wow, is 1,000 a possibility? Boy, I sure would hope so. But Alex is the only one, and his family members, closest family members, who will know, you know what, it's time. We've achieved all that we can achieve, and it's time to make way. I don't know that. I have not heard that from him. I've heard whispers from others, but not from him.
And that's really what matters. You mentioned that he may not want the drawn-out city-by-city farewell tour. He dealt with that. Dealt is a funny word. But he dealt with that last year as he was chasing and surpassing Wayne Gretzky to an extent. And while he was a great showman and handled it well, he didn't necessarily want that. I mean, you could even see last night his teammates are egging him on again for a speech, and he just kept saying, let's go to Pittsburgh. It's not necessarily something he wanted last year. It might be all the more reason why he didn't want to say this is the end of the road before this year.
A lot of people said the Capitals took a collective exhale after 895. And I understood that, and I could see that, and you could feel it from the team that it was weighing heavily upon them and weighing heavily upon Alex to achieve that mark. They did it. They gave that exhale. They went on with their business. 900 was not nearly as great the lead up to it as 895 was with the quote-unquote great chase. And yet still we referred to it as the opportunity for him to be the only person to ever record that number. To be in the 800s with Wayne, to be in the 800s with Gordy, phenomenal. You're alone. It is all yours at 900. Now, I would say the one that matters next is the last one, and nobody knows when that last one's coming.
Joe Beninati with us here on G&D. So, and we did this a bunch, Joe, when it came to, you know, passing Gretzky at 894, then 895, and so on. Every new goal is the new record. The evolution of his game, he's clearly not the I hit everything that moves, fly around like the Tasmanian devil anymore. He sort of skates around like that bored shark, you know, like the great white that doesn't really want to eat the surfer or whatever, and sort of waits for his opportunity to strike. It just sort of feels like he's, I don't say conserving a little bit, but maybe picking his spots more. He's a bit choosier, if that makes sense. Just kind of want to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, you can see it. It's a great metaphor. I love the thought process behind the shark swimming, the shark relaxing, then the shark pouncing and biting through the competition. He does do that these days. It's a conservation of energy, for sure. If you piss him off, he will run you through the boards. He still can do that. When you play against Alex, you had better be prepared to run into a Clydesdale. That's what's happening. And when you ride into something that big and that strong, usually you pay for it. He's trying to conserve the wear and tear on his body to get him through the course of a 6-month, 82-game season. And I just I knew it was difficult. I knew it was going to be difficult at the outset of this season when he was injured pre-camp, during training camp, missed a lot of time. And Spencer and the coaching staff will tell you that those are important days and that he's been playing catch up. You do see on some days his timing, his skating is much better than others. And again, that's just a product in the evolution of that's a, we keep calling him the Russian machine. He's a 40-year-old man who's an incredible athlete, still strong as an ox, but has those days where I'm sure he feels like he's 40 and playing up against 25-year-old Tigers who are just not as afraid as they used to be of him anymore. And the game has sped up, and there are times when the hands and feet don't look like they want to cooperate. Then there are other times where he makes beautiful moves and incredible plays, and you remember how just volatile and he was for so long and still is capable of. Now, it's a matter of maintaining it. Can he do that for long spells? Not nearly the way he used to, but he's still an incredibly effective player. And the more that that power play comes around, eventually the puck comes through number eight, and that shot is never going to leave him. I've joked with you guys. This is a player who's going to be scoring in beer leagues when he's 85 if he wants to. That shot is never going away.
We've learned that, I think, over the years, and a lot of goaltenders have, the hard way. So before we let you go, I wanted to look ahead to tonight and kind of extrapolate the conversation to the team. They had been scuffling with four straight losses. They go into last night's game needing a win in a big way, and they played a phenomenal second period. They win 6-1, Ovi in the center of things with goal 900, but Tom Wilson awesome again. Anthony Beauvillier was great. And now they're in Pittsburgh tonight, a Penguins team that's off to a fast start and surprised a lot of people. Second in the Metro behind New Jersey right now. What can you tell us about this game this evening?
Really good matchup. Obviously, Pittsburgh comes in with rest, but with injury concerns. The Caps have their own injury concerns. Both of these teams are a little nicked. Pittsburgh's been terrific offensively. Washington really needed last night's explosion to make them feel good, to give them a little bit of a boost of confidence. That was very important. You used the expression, needed the win. They did. They needed that win. They needed that second period. And I think that breathed some life into it. Whenever Washington plays Pittsburgh in the last two decades, it's a huge game on the calendar. So they tend to bring out the best in each other. Washington tends to play pretty well here at PPG Paints. I want to say they've won six of their last eight visits. The Penguins are getting a rejuvenation, a renaissance again from their elder statesmen. You see Malkin performing extremely well. Sid never goes away. That power play is extremely effective. You need to stay 5-on-5 tonight if you're Washington. I would love for the team to play sound defensively. They lead the league in goals against average. Logan Thompson's been absolutely phenomenal, playing again at an MVP level in the first month, 5 weeks of the season. I would love to see the Caps dig in and hold Pittsburgh off the board and surround and protect Charlie Lindgren really well tonight and come away with another win. This is a brutal stretch. You're going Pittsburgh, Tampa, Carolina, Florida, Jersey when you come home. Really good teams, really good competition. I hope it brings the best out of them starting tonight with Pittsburgh.
Joe Beam, you are the best. Thank you as always, my friend. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure, guys. Let's do it again soon.
What are we doing shirt and tie combo tonight in the Steel City?
Dude, we're just sitting there watching. Tonight's ESPN
Plus. Oh, that's
exclusive.
True. 7:30.
So, sadly, I'm just twiddling my thumbs up in the press box.
But do you still dress in an awesome suit, though?
You're not just wearing a jumpsuit.
No, I'm coming in strong, but nowhere right. near TV ready. No.
So, do you now you got me curious. Double click on it. Do you do, like, casual formal in that regard? Like, in other words, you go suit, no tie?
No tie.
You go no tie?
There will be a jacket. There will be a nice shirt. There will be jeans, nice shoes.
Pocket square?
No tie. No, pocket square, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Just a little sartorial flair, yeah.
A little bit of color.
Jeans surprises me a little bit, Joe B.
I bet you dark jeans. I bet they're nice.
I want to dress it down tonight. I want to dress it down a little bit.
I like
We're
that.
We're not talking about ratty jeans that your dog is... Never mind. We're talking about good jeans.
Joe, I got to get with you. And remember you had this great source for all your pocket squares, that lady with those incredible fabrics? I need to re-up a little bit. We need to connect.
Oh, I love it. I'll be in touch very, very soon.
Love it.
Thank you,
like,
Joe.
Within
B.
minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy your game tonight.
Guys. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Joe Beninati and the Capitals on the road. They are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins.
All right, let's go out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and check in with Caps winger Brandon Duhame. And I had to double check with Cakes, and I said, Dewey was the guy doing the dog bit before the game. Can you explain this?
Yeah, you're getting dog walked.
You have to explain this. It's on social media. Yeah,
getting dog walked by Carly before the Blues game.
Yeah. I mean, not much to it. I mean, we just, the tunnel's kind of a, been an ongoing joke with our team, and just a fun place to be. And I don't know, heat of the moment, it got reckless in there. So that's all I got.
I mean, you were on all fours pretending to be a dog.
Yeah, he's committed. I like that.
Full commitment on that one.
Full
sure.
on commitment. Commit to the bit, which I love. Are there any teammates who just look at it and they raise an eyebrow that don't get into it? I know that most of the teammates are cool with it and they play along and it's fun, but are some of, like, especially the older guys on the team, are they like, come on, guys, this is kind of outrageous? Or is everybody just in on the bit?
I think everyone's kind of in on it. I think really anything goes in that tunnel, to be honest with you. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right, good.
Hey, so Ovi scored his 900th the other day, and then we saw the goalie try to stuff it in his pants. Now, I respect it. Maybe the guy's trying to get a piece of history.
He's a weasel.
So Cakes doesn't like him. I respect it. He's trying to get a piece of history, even though it was against him. He understands the greatness. Valdez's theory was the opposite, though, that he was he knew he was going to get caught, and he was just trying to put his butt sweat on it just to because he was so angry about it.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was bizarre when I saw it. I mean, I didn't see it live. I was pretty. Everyone was kind of focused on Ovi and going after him. And then I saw the clip after. I just thought it was a little bizarre. That's all.
I mean, how do you know that goalie at all?
No. I mean, just from playing him over the years, good goalie over there. And
what would be your guess? Is it your guess? I told these guys my theory. I think it's pretty common sense. Is he recognized the moment that even though he scored on him, and it wasn't like he was trying to cash in on some expensive puck or something.
No, he wasn't going to sell it. But he also has to realize, he's got to have common sense. They're going to come ask for it.
Yeah, I don't know. Right? I can't speak to that part.
Too many cameras out there. Yeah.
I can't speak to that part. But you guys
maybe just wasn't thinking about it.
Even though these guys are in the NHL, they recognize the greatness that they're playing against, right? You pinch yourself. You still have pinch yourself moments, I got to imagine.
Oh, for sure. Anytime you play with legends like that, like, when I first came in and saw Ove in the locker room, it was a pretty surreal moment growing up, watching him and then, sure, being teammates with him for the past couple of years is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, how tough is it? Fill us in, and maybe it's not tough for you. You're still pretty young, but how tough is back-to-backs in the National Hockey League?
Yeah. I mean, I actually enjoy them. I guess sometimes, the excuse of, we're tired and, stuff like that's going to come up, but I don't think it's really an issue for us. I think we're all in great shape, and recovering after games is super important. So you definitely have to be dialed in on that recovery stuff.
So let's go back to the first game of the back-to-backs where you kind of have an offensive explosion.
Blues stink.
You had lost four in a row. Clearly the energy looked great there. Talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good match for us. I thought maybe we've been struggling offensively in those four games that, we didn't get it done. And then to come out with an effort like we did against St. Louis, I thought that was key for us. And, we didn't have the greatest start against Pittsburgh. But that's, I thought we battled back in that one and, something to feed off there maybe in that third period.
How concerning right now is the fact that the PK is 24th best in the league? I'm guessing that Carbs is letting you guys know about that basically every single day at this point.
Yeah, special teams is going to be a huge part for us going down the stretch here, and definitely something we got to dial in is the special teams department.
I'll be honest with you, Dewey. The cap, we need the Caps to be good. You guys are basically our last hope right now because we know that the Wizards are in a rebuild. The Commanders have fallen off a cliff. The Nats,
they've fallen off a cliff.
Same sort of deal. We need you guys to to be like playoff bound. You don't understand how much pressure is on you guys. I don't think.
Yeah. No, I mean it's fine. I mean we understand. You know, playing in the best league in the world is super. You know, it's a privilege, and we're definitely aware that we need the success, and you know, I got faith in the character in the room that, you know, we'll bounce back after this from the skid here.
Joined by Brandon Duhame on the Rude Guest Hotline from the Washington Capitals. A quick food question for you. I saw that Ovi's wife prepared like this giant vat of borscht.
What's for that?
It's a beet-based Russian soup.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of beets. Did you sample it? Did the rest of the team enjoy it? Give us the food review.
Oh yeah, we had it in our team meal room, and I don't think it was any surprise. You know, we had a good effort, good energy in that game right after we were eating the borscht. I think there might be something special.
Are you're a beets guy? You're into beets?
Not so much, but I like
sound like it.
I wouldn't just be eating beets, but
do they have some sort of like sexual side effect cakes? Beets?
I don't know.
I have no clue. Is it one of those ones?
I don't know. It might be.
I know of.
It says beets help with blood flow.
Oh, there you go. Get a bag.
What is your? What are players' kind of like typical meal routine when you play? You know, let's say just a normal game. Give you a 7:30 time. Like, when are you having your dinner? Do you eat between periods? Do you eat after the game?
Oh, no, dinner's. Yeah, dinners will be post game. I'll probably eat my pregame meal around like 11:30 noonish, and then I won't eat again until after the game at like 10:30 or whatever it is. So.
No snackies, nothing in between.
Yeah, some little bit of fruit here and there. I don't love playing with too much food in my stomach, so that's kind of my thing.
And then, man, that's a long time between lunch
and the dinner.
That's why he's ripped at his like a 32-inch waist, and we don't.
So, and then the dinner is just in the locker room.
Yeah, depending on the situation, yeah, we'll have a post game meal in the room, and then you know, let's say we're flying out that night, like we have been, we'll have a meal on the plane as well.
You have two of your next three are in Florida, and you're a Florida guy. Do people come out of the woodwork, just people you haven't heard from in months or years?
Looking for tickets.
Hitting you up for tickets when you go to Tampa Bay in Florida?
No, not so much. Maybe a little earlier on in my career, but no, it's kind of old news when I come to town, and just kind of seeing family and close friends is definitely nice.
All right, Brandon, turn it around after last night's loss, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Thank you. Thank you,
buddy. Thanks, Dewey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She she opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.